Now, for so many people, an engagement is one of the biggest moments of your entire life. Apparently, 60% of people say that they feel an immense amount of pressure to make their engagement the perfect moment. Now, Brian, you have been engaged because you were now married. What was your engagement like?
10 years next month. 10 years married, so I would have been engaged 11 years ago. We had a quick engagement. I wanted it to be like a year.
Okay.
We were in Dominican Republic on holiday, and during the whole holiday, Arthur kept suggesting stuff for us to do.
Okay.
A helicopter ride over the island. I was like, no, Arthur, just watch a show the other day, and this helicopter had a malfunction and up in the sea, not happening. To go on a boat and have champagne. And I was like, no, I get really bad seasick. No. To go to this restaurant and hire the restaurant out, just him and I said, that is so gay. I said, so attention seeking. No. And just suggesting stuff. And then I kept getting covered in mosquito bites. Oh. I mean, 20, 30, neck, chest, legs, back, bum. They were everywhere. And then one day Arthur said, let's go back to the room at the hotel. I think it was the Hard Rock in Dominican Republic. And we start getting ready for dinner. I said, great. And then we're watching a show called Devious Maids. That was fabulous at the time. And then we were coming into the bedroom and I noticed on the bed there was this like towel swan thing. I said, what are they doing around here? I said, the people look after the room. So for God's sake. I said, and rose petals on the ground. She was so tacky. And then I turned around, he was on bended knee. Yeah.
And you slowly yes your words straight back up and said...
Maybe. No, I said yes. I said yes.
And so then, was that everything you wanted, even though, you know, maybe in your mind...
Do you know why?
I think people have something in their mind, the perfect engagement. But when it comes down to it, in that moment, you could literally be outside doing the bins and you will say yes.
The thing around it, from my own experience, is not important. Mm. Arthur is my soulmate. He's the person I love most. Actually, my children, people I love most. Arthur's on that list now.
He knows that.
Yeah, at the time he was. And you just go, yes, I want to be with you. And it also, it's so reflective on it. This is just so typically of us. Me, mosquito bites, him on bended knee.
Yeah, it's just you at your raw, authentic selves.
Yes, and I just think I said yes and here we are.
There you are. No, 10 years later.
10 years nearly. That is July,
wild.
I know.
Money obviously is a big factor as well. Apparently it costs almost €10,000 on average to get engaged. That's not even wedding. That's engagement alone.
That includes the ring?
That's the ring, which apparently, obviously it is the most expensive, but apparently costs around $3,000 average.
Yeah.
And then the venue, of course, for the question, you know, some include trips abroad, drone videos, balloon rides, you mentioned boat trips, etc.
Helicopters.
There's a lot to it. I kind of have very strict rules for an engagement, and I have told my boyfriend this from very, very early.
Can you share them with us?
Absolutely, I can. Also, sorry, he doesn't know them because every time that I've, you know, mentioned an engagement, not hinting at it because I'm not ready for it right now.
How long are you together? Future,
so we're 2 years together next month, okay? Yep. Rule number one, we have to be together a minimum of 5 years.
Why?
Now, this was me, right? When we started going out first, I was just like, I need to know for sure, 100%, that we're going to be together forever. I know that now. I fully know it nearly 2 years in, but I'm still going to stick to my rule.
Are you?
Yes, 100%.
So that would make you over 30 getting engaged?
I'd be 30 getting engaged.
Okay. Yeah.
The next thing that I have, and by the way, this is all new information for him. He is listening at the moment because he does every morning. I like the traditional route of asking permission. He would have to ask my mother's permission.
There's something quite nice. Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Not your dad?
No, my mom's
straight
permission.
To the mammy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she has said it to him as well. I also would like it filmed or photographed in some kind of way.
Would you?
Yeah. Just for the memories, like.
Yeah.
For
but
the
in
memories.
This day and age, someone could just put a phone on the counter and record it.
Well, you see, it could be as simple as that as
well. Very 2025.
I also would need to have my nails done. My nails need to be done.
My nails need to be stunning.
Either white or French tip.
Oh, so chic.
Right.
With a diamond on the finger.
Because if I'm taking that photograph for the Instagram,
honey, not
that
today.
Releases the news to the world.
The regrowth.
And the regrowth?
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
And similarly, I need to be wearing a nice outfit or also have my makeup on.
100%.
You know?
God love Sean.
I know, right?
Sean, we're praying for you.
He has his work cut out for him. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM. I know for a fact I love these, but Brian, voice notes, yay or nay?
Yes, 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 yes. Hook it to my veins.
I love a voice note, especially when you see that it's a long one.
Oh.
And it's from that friend.
Spill the tea.
You know the tea is about to get spilled. New survey out from Sky Mobile. They... Surveyed 2,000 people and nearly, to no surprise, 3/4 of us love using voice notes because they're quick, they're expressive and they feel a lot more personal as well. 91% of these people also said that they'd rather send a voice note than receive one. I'd rather receive one. I'm like, give me that tea.
Yeah.
Usually I have no tea to give and that's probably the thing. And they've also compiled a list of the top 10 voice note pet peeves. There are a few, right? Few in my mind that I'm sure are going to be on this list. You might have some, Brian, yourself, and you listening as well. So we'll have a little quick take through of them. Number one, top voice note pet peeve is muffled messages or any background noise where it's not clear.
I know, it needs to be clear.
Especially if you're out on like a road, a busy road, sending a voice note. You're like, I can't hear. I can only hear the traffic on the road. Second one then is no clear point or just rambling.
Don't have time for the ramblings. I'm too busy.
Yeah. Number three, overuse of fillers like yeah, like, you know, those kind of
give
sounds.
It to me straight and hard.
Just tell me what I need to know. Number four, talking too fast or too slow. Now, too slow isn't a problem because you can speed it up on the WhatsApp now. Too fast, yeah, I can't slow it down. There's no feature for that. Number five, monologue messaging. So this is when someone is sending a message without actually acknowledging you. It's like they're just off on a tangent themselves.
They're venting.
Pretty much. Six, repetition. 7, over-apologising. 8, serial sending. 9, message interruptions. This happens sometimes. Do you
children,
know when you get
distracted? Husbands,
yeah.
Life.
Again, it happens.
Yes.
And number 10, I would nearly put this to number 1 if I'm honest with you, receiving an overly long voice note.
Shouldn't be any longer than a minute, 2 minutes, really.
Mm.
And also, give me time to listen before you come through with your next one.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to get a pen and paper. This is no word of a lie.
Yeah.
And sit down and remember the points of the voice note if it's too long and then bring it back.
But also, if you receive more voice notes than one at the one time, reply to each one after you've listened. Otherwise, there's too much information to take in and to reply to.
I was on the phone to my friend Pippa this morning and we went from DMing on Instagram to voice noting on WhatsApp because the tea was piping scalding hot.
Oh, we love it. And that is where the tea goes, mm-hmm. is on WhatsApp.
Oh, yes.
You said perfect voice note length of time for you is about a minute?
It's no more than 2 minutes, really.
Okay, well, this survey has found that most prefer voice notes to stay under 2 minutes.
Oh, there we are.
So there you go. You fit within this as well. I would say 2-3 minutes. Like, there is times sometimes where you get, you know, 3 minutes, maybe four even, and you're like, right, this better be the best goss of my entire life. 9 times out of 10, it is. So it's worthwhile. But it all depends on the context of the voice note.
Sometimes I send my friends voice notes and I go, oh my God, nothing. You're going to die. Nothing.
Such a tease, Brian.
And they're like, what are you on about? And I'm like, we'll be revealed over dinner and drinks tonight.
Oh, I love it.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98 FM.